Hello everyone, this is Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years into teaching. The Employee State Insurance Act 1948 is a social tool which will help the employee or a worker who is earning below average to cope up with certain contingency whenever he meets with an accident or he has to go for a medical treatment or whenever he is sick. So to cope up with this all extra expenses which are coming up due to illness, sickness, or due to say maternity, due to disablement, so all this will be taken care of through this social tool which is insurance, and it is applicable to worker or employee working in an industry, organization, establishment. And there are certain contributions made towards this particular insurance which will be contributed by the employer and employee. The Employee State Insurance Act applies to all factories employing 10 or more people. Now this act is applicable to all those establishments wherein there are 10 or more people working in that establishment of any kind, or factories. When we talk about factories, that is again 10 or more people or a worker employed under that factory. Person whose remuneration including overtime does not exceed ₹15,000 a month are covered under the act. That means who all will be covered under the ESIC act. So all those employees, workers whose remuneration including overtime for that particular for a month should not exceed 15,000. If it exceeds 15,000 including the overtime allowances or wages paid, then they will not be covered under this scheme. The Employee State Insurance Scheme provides for sickness and extended sickness. Sickness means whenever an employee is not feeling well for say a day or two. So they may approach a list of doctors that is being provided under this act, and it may extend over a period of 3 days, or it is an extended sickness, then the expenses of that sickness should be taken care of. Maternity benefit, disablement benefit, dependence benefit, medical benefit and funeral benefit, and so on, all these are covered under ESIC act. The scheme is administered by a corporate body called as the Employee State Insurance Corporation, that is ESIC. That means this particular autonomous organization is looking after the needs of those lower class employees who are not drawing more than 15,000 of remuneration per month, including their overtime wages or allowances. So they need to be taken care of whenever they fall sick, whenever they have extended illness, whenever they have to cope up with the maternity expenses, some benefits are being given. Not only that, but if any employer worker while working in the at a workplace meets with an accident, and if he has partial disablement or total disablement, whether that be temporary in nature or permanent in nature, is taken care of by ESIC. Not only that, but if the employee meets with death, then the funeral expenses are also taken care of. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the corporation, is its Director General. The Employee State Insurance Corporation has set up a network of regional and local offices all over the country for implementation of the scheme. Now see, when we are talking about all those establishments wherein 10 or less, more than 10 people are working, so majority of the establishments will be covered under ESIC. And when we are talking about lower class of employees who are not drawing more than 15,000, a larger population of the workforce will be a part of ESIC. So to take better implementation and to take better care of this particular initiative or social tool, The setup is made so that they are operating on local and regional level. So it becomes, very easy to operate also, and it is easily accessible for making contributions, and it also becomes quite effective. Talking about the contributions, the main source of finance are the contributions from employers and employee. That means again EPF, employers as well as employees will contribute some amount, and 1/8 share of expenses by state government. So here not only the employer and employee but state government also contributes to the ESIC fund towards the cost of medical care. The contribution payable under this act in respect of employee shall comprise contribution payable by the employer and contribution payable by employee and shall be paid to the corporation. So now when we talk about these contributions, the percentage, certain percentage which are being deducted, from the salary of an employee, that and particularly which is need to be contributed by employer, accumulate this fund will be deposited in the corporation, that is ESIC. Employee's contribution has to be calculated individually for each employee, that is 1.75% of the wages payable for every wage period. So monthly income, we can say, when we talk about wage period, that is monthly income of a particular employee. On that we will be calculating 1.75%, and that will be deducted from his monthly remuneration. Talking about the employer's contribution, it may be calculated at the rate of 4.75% of the total wages paid to all the employees covered under the ESIC scheme in each wage period. That means monthly the employer also contributes towards the total wages paid to all the employees. Who all employees? Only those employees which are covered under ESIC. Now say for example there are 100 people working in an organization or establishment, out of which only 25 falls below this limit of 15,000, rest all are above 15,000. So we will here calculate all wages paid to this 25 employees, total of this wages, on that an employer needs to pay 4.75% every month. Every wage period means every month. That means this amount needs to be deducted every month, but this can be deposited at a regular time interval in the ESIC corporation. Contribution period and benefit period. That means now say I have joined an organization on say June 1, 2017. So I have made my first contribution in the month of July. That means that is a contribution period, and when I can avail the benefit. Now say for example I need a medical benefit coming out of it in the month of July. Will I be eligible or not? So there is a gap between the contribution period and the benefit period. Is fixed for the purpose of paying contribution and deriving benefits under the act. That means the contribution period is fixed at the same time when are you eligible to take benefit occurring out of this fund is also fixed. Example in respect of the contribution period from 1st April to 30th September, that means all contributions between 1st April to 30th September, the corresponding benefit period shall be from 1st January of the following year to 30th June. Registration of factories and establishments. So now to avail this ESIC, the factories, establishments who have 10 or more number of employees employed in the establishment has to get it registered under this ESIC. Every factory or establishment to which the act applies shall be registered within such time in such manner as may be specified in the regulation made in this behalf. So all the registration processes, formalities are being already well defined under this act, and the establishment who are covered under this act has to follow that and get themselves registered under this act. What are the benefits that you know, the worker or the employee will enjoy out of this contributions made? The very first is medical benefit. Full medical care is provided to an insured person and his family members from the day he enters insurable employment. That means any person, any employee, any worker employed in such an establishment who is covering them in ESIC will be taken care, all the medical care will be taken care of by this act. Now here they will provide a list of hospitals who are associated with this organization, and you know, the employee getting admitted in this hospital, or say a doctor, the consultation with the doctor. So all this will be taken care of under this act. Not only the employee or a worker, but the family members, the dependents of the worker will be also taken care of under this contribution or ESIC act. There is no ceiling on expenditure on the treatment of an insured person or his family member. So generally when we buy insurance, or now say we buy any medical insurance, there is a ceiling, there is a limitation on the you know, sum assured to be payable whenever you fall sick or whatever the hospitalization expenses are. Now say for example you are you have taken a private insurance and you are paying 12,000 premium. You will be eligible to say some sum assured, that is 2 lakhs rupees. Now when you get hospitalized, you realize that the expenses are almost, you know, say 3 lakhs rupees. But then the company is only liable to pay 2 lakhs because the ceiling is 2 lakhs. But when it comes to ESIC, though whatever the contribution is, it is irrespective of whatever the hospitalization expenses may occur, will be taken care of by this ESIC. Medical care is also provided to retired and permanently disabled insured person and their spouse on payment of a token annual premium of 120. That means these are some extended facilities which are you know, payable in nature. That means if you need a extended facility of taking care of a permanently disabled person or a retired person or its spouse, it can be available, made available by a payment of annual payment of rupees 120. Sickness benefits. Sickness benefit in the form of cash compensation at the rate of rupees 70% of wages payable to insured workers during the period of certified sickness for a maximum of 91 days in a year. That means now say any employee falls sick, then first of all it should be a certified sickness. A casual sickness, uncertified sickness will not be covered, and it is to be paid at 70% of the wages. Now say for example 100 rupees is the wage and I fall sick say for a period of 60 days, then I will be paid 60% of whatever the total wages of the 60 days, and it will be paid maximum up to 91 days. In order to qualify for sickness benefit, the insured worker is required to contribute for 78 days in a contribution period of 6 months. So earlier when we have discussed the contribution period, so to avail the benefits of a sickness benefit, avail this privilege of you know, getting the benefit out of this scheme, one has to make contributions as well. So here the contribution limit is being set. Any person who wants to avail sickness benefit should have paid minimum of 78 days of contribution in the period of 6 months. Extended sickness benefits, that means over and above 91 days, which is being a limit set earlier. So extendable up to 2 years in the case of 34 malignant and long term disease at an enhanced rate of 80% of wages. Now when we talk about, you know, some chronic disease which can, you know, extend over a period of say 91 days. So in that case, some special cases, if we want to take it, the benefit needs to be extended. So that can be further extended to a period of say 2 years. And in this case, when we do understand when the disease are so chronic in nature, some additional expenses would be made. So here the earlier 70% of wages are increased to 80% of the wages. Enhanced sickness benefit. Enhanced sickness benefit equal to full wage is payable to insured person undergoing sterilization for 7 days or 14 days for male and female workers respectively. So this is one step ahead, wherein it will be paid up to par. That means full wage will be paid. Maternity benefit. Maternity benefit for confinement pregnancy is payable for 3 months, which is extendable by further 1 month on medical advice at the rate of full wage subject to contribution for 70 days in the preceding year. Now, very importantly, who can avail this benefit? So any pregnant woman can avail this benefit. Now, there are two situations wherein this benefit can be, the person can be entitled for. So one is confinement. Now, there may be two cases wherein a pregnant woman will be in a position to deliver a baby, or wherein, there are some complications and it leads to confinement. So there are two cases wherein this benefit can be availed. So if there is a confinement, it is payable for the 3 months, which is extendable by further 1 month on medical advice. So what amount of wages will be paid for this 3 months or extended 1 month, that is 4 months? So that will be rate of full wage. That means full wage will be paid for whether it is 3 months or extended 1 month, that is 4 months. But for this, the contributions towards this should be minimum of 70 days in the preceding year. Disablement benefit, whether it be temporary disablement benefit, from day one of entering insurable employment and irrespective of having paid any contribution in case of employment injury. Temporary disablement benefit at the rate of 90% of the wages payable so long as disability continues. So when we have talked about disablement means when any employee met with an accident during working hours or maybe due to some harmful processes and any body part is not now functional anymore, and this in turn have reduced the capacity of earning of an employee. So in this case, there is no minimum period defined for contribution. So here the person is eligible to get this benefit even if he has not contributed from day one of entering into such an employment, and irrespective of paid any contribution, he is eligible for this benefit, and it is up to the rate of 90% of the wages payable. And here there is no time limit set. They have told about till the disablement continues, the payment will be continuous in nature. Permanent disablement benefit. The benefit is paid at the rate of 90% of wage in the form of monthly payment depending upon the extent of loss of earning capacity as certified by medical board. Now here you need a certification from medical board to identify up to what extent the disablement has impacted. But the rate of wages will be 90% and that is being paid monthly. Now say monthly if an employee is earning 14,000. So 90% of 14,000 will be paid monthly. Dependents benefit. Now we are not talking about employee or worker who is covered under ESIC, but also the dependents of the worker or employee are also this benefit is also extended to the dependents of the employer or worker. Dependents benefit paid at the rate of 90% of wage in the form of monthly payment to the dependents of a deceased insured person. So this benefit is extended to the dependents to overcome, you know, the financial loss. We cannot cope up with the emotional loss they have gone through because of the deceased family member, that is a worker. So now the family member are entitled every month to receive 90% of the wages. In cases where death occurs due to employment injury or occupational hazards. So it is restricted to those type of employees who have died due to injuries caused or say occupational disease caused because of the occupation or the employment. Other benefits like funeral expenses, an amount of ₹10,000 is payable to the dependents or to the person who performs last rites from day one of the entering insurable employment. That means today if I have, being a part of ESIC and whatever the contribution I have made, but then the funeral expenses will be paid up to the limit of 10,000 to the dependents of the worker or employee or to the person who will be, doing the last rites of that particular worker or employee. Confinement expenses, an insured woman or an IP in respect of his wife in case confinement occurs at a place where necessary medical facilities under ESI scheme are not available. That means earlier when we have discussed about confinement, that is related to the female workers working in the factory or establishment. But the confinement here we are talking about not only about that female worker, here we are talking about the spouse, that means spouse of the male worker working in the establishment. So expenses will be paid just because wherever the place of confinement was and there was no accessibility of those a hospital or medical facility. So in that case the expenses can be reimbursed later. In addition, the scheme also provides some other needs-based benefit to insured workers, that is vocational rehabilitation to permanently disabled insured person for undergoing VR training at VRS. Now here there are some vocational guidance a rehabilitation facility is being provided to workers. Physical rehabilitation in case of physical disablement due to employment and injury. Now not only the partial body part is being lost, but then such type of employees or workers undergo through lot of emotional up and down. So to overcome this, coping up with their physical deficiencies, some rehabilitation programs are being introduced. Old age medical care. For insured person retiring on attaining the age of superannuation or under VRS, ERS and person having to leave service due to permanent disability, insured person and spouse on payment of ₹120 per annum. That means old age medical care also can be extended to the insured person and his or her spouse on the payment of ₹120 per annually or per annum. Rajiv Gandhi Shramik Kalyan Yojana, this scheme of unemployment allowance was introduced with effect from 1st April 2005. An insured person who became unemployed after being insured 3 or more years due to closure of factory establishment, retrenchment or permanent invalidity are entitled. Now here we are extending the benefit not only in the case of medical treatment, sickness, confinement, maternity benefit or death, but we are also extending your the benefit to those people who are now unemployed. Earlier they were a part of this ESIC but now they are unemployed and the unemployment may be due to closure of the factory or establishment or maybe they were retrenched. Or maybe there are permanently, closures of the factories. So under this, they will be provided with unemployment allowance equal to 50% of wage for a maximum period of up to 1 year. That means 50% of wage, if the particular worker was earning say 14,000 a month, so 50% that is 7,000 a month will be paid to that worker till the time he is unemployed, but it will be given only till the period of 1 year. The maximum it will be paid will be for the period of 1 year. Medical care for self and family from ESI hospitals, dispensaries during the period IP receives unemployment allowance. That means not only that, but the unemployed person, now he will not be anymore in a situation to make the contributions, nor there is any employer who is making contributions for him, but still he will be accessible and allowed to access the list of hospitals and dispensaries under the ESIC. Vocational training provided for upgrading skills, expenditure on fee traveling allowance borne by ESIC. Now when we are talking about an unemployed worker, if he wishes to enhance his skill through training and through vocational training whatever are being provided, so even the traveling expense will be borne by ESIC, because when a person is unemployed, they will not be able to cope up with the expenditure of traveling. So this can be taken care of by ESIC. Incentive to employer in the private sector for providing regular employment to the person with disability. Now here some incentives are being given to those kind of employers who are providing opportunities for people who are disabled in nature. Minimum wage limit for physically disabled person for availing ESIC benefit is ₹25,000. Employer's contribution is paid by central government for 3 years. So these type of incentives are being provided by central government to the employer who is motivating helping the disabled to get employed. Benefits and contributory conditions. An interesting feature of the ESIC scheme is that the contributions are related to the paying capacity as a fixed percentage of the worker's wage, whereas they are provided social security benefits according to individual needs without distinction. That means here, though the contributions are restricted according to the earning capacity of any worker. Now if they are earning say for example 10,000 rupees or the basic and the DNS and all comes together to 5,000 rupees, so now the contribution will be 1.75% of this 5,000, but when it comes to enjoying the benefit, it is limitless. Cash benefits are disbursed by the corporation through its branch office, pay office, subject to certain contributory conditions. Now here we can see as a social tool, there are various areas wherein it is taken care of. There is medical care, sickness benefit, extended sickness benefit, maternity benefit. We can see your number of days wherein this benefits can be entitled for. So ESIC is not only helping the employees or workers to cope up with the economic ups and downs, but also emotionally somewhere by providing such vocational programs, even helping out unemployed workers, employees in an organization, they are contributing to all those areas where a lower class of employer worker may face problems. Thank you very much.